Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Today, I want to share with you a very interesting discussion in the Paiskim regarding the halachic restrictions when it comes to giving aliyahs consecutively to a father and a son, and in particular, does this apply as well when it comes to giving an aliyah to a father-in-law and his son-in-law? Is there any halachic restriction when it comes to giving an aliyah first to the father and then to the son? And what about the father-in-law and then giving the aliyah right afterwards to the son-in-law? So that's the question we will discuss. And the first point that we will note is the question of whether or not a person is obligated to honor his father-in-law. We know that there's a chiv of kibud av va'em. You have to show respect, show honor to your parent. The question is, does this apply as well to your father-in-law and to your mother-in-law? Is there an obligation to honor your in-laws? So most Paiskim, in fact, assume that there is an obligation to honor your in-laws. And according to the opinion of the Tur, the source is David HaMelech. David HaMelech is running away from Shaul, and he hides in the cave, and Shaul appears in the cave, and David cuts off his garment, a piece of his garment, in order to demonstrate to him that he's not really out to kill him. Shaul thought his son-in-law David was out to kill him, and David demonstrated that he wasn't interested in killing him by showing him that he could have killed him so easily, and he obviously chose not to. And when telling Shaul about his ability to kill him and the fact that he's not really out to get him, he calls him his father. He says, Avi Re'egi, my father, see, indicating that there is a father-son relationship when it comes to the relationship between a father-in-law and his son-in-law. Because David was the son-in-law of Shaul, he wasn't his son, and he nevertheless calls him his father. He says, Avi Re'egi, my father, see, indicating that you have to treat your father-in-law like your father, and according to the Tur, this is the source for the obligation to show honor to your in-laws, to show honor to your father-in-law, and so too to your mother-in-law. Other Paiskim have a different source. They say that the source is from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu shows honor to Yisroi, and you see from this relationship that there's an obligation to show honor to your father-in-law. And the Paiskim say that the same thing would apply when it comes to your mother-in-law, that there's an obligation to honor your mother-in-law. Now, why did the Tur not invoke the relationship between Moshe and Yisroi? Why did he refer to a much later episode regarding the relationship between Shaul and David? Many Paiskim explain, because perhaps the Tur held like the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that we can't learn halachis from episodes that appear prior to Matan Torah, prior to the giving of the Torah. And the story of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yisro took place before Matan Torah. Perhaps we can't glean any halacha from that incident. Rather, we have to learn the halacha from David and Shaul, which took place after Matan Torah. At any rate, there is an obligation to show honor to your in-laws. Either we derive this from Moshe and Yisro, or we derive it from Shaul and David. Now, the obligation to honor your in-laws is not as intense, not as strong as the obligation that you have to honor your parent, either your father or your mother. And according to the Bach, you have to treat your father-in-law or your mother-in-law like an elderly person. The Shach adds that you should treat them like an elderly person that happens to be a chashiv person, a very honorable person. You're supposed to show him, your father-in-law, some amount of respect, but it's not on the same level as the respect that you have to show to your father. So there is an obligation to honor your in-laws, but it's on a lower level than the obligation that you have towards your parent. Now, we should quickly point out that the Rambam doesn't bring this chiyuv down halacha. The Rambam does not mention the obligation to honor your in-laws, and he only brings down the obligation to honor your parents itself. The question is why? So Rav Moshe Sternbach explains, because the Rambam held that the entire obligation to honor your in-laws perhaps is a derivative of the obligation to honor your wife. Because when you honor her parents, that's a way of showing honor to your wife. But there's no inherent obligation, per se, to honor your in-laws. And therefore, the Rambam doesn't bring this down the halacha, because the entire obligation to honor your in-laws stems from the honor that you're mechuyev towards your wife, and the Rambam does bring that down, la'alacha, that you are mechuyev, you are obligated to show honor to your wife. At any rate, this is the opinion of the Rambam. Rabbi Shnerbach says that even the Rambam would concede that you are mechuyev to honor your in-laws. It's just that, according to the Rambam, it's a derivative of the honor that you're obligated to show towards your wife. So we have this obligation to honor your in-laws. And the question is, now what about giving an aliyah consecutively to the father-in-law and the son-in-law, or vice versa? So, is there any halakhic problem with giving an aliyah to a father and a son? So before we get to the father-in-law and the son-in-law, what about the father and the son? So in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, we paskin that you're not supposed to give an aliyah consecutively to a father and a son. And similarly, we're not supposed to give an aliyah to two brothers consecutively. You're not supposed to give an aliyah to one brother and then to the second brother. Why is this so? So there are two reasons presented by the Beis Yosef. One reason is because it's an ayin hara. It's an ayin hara. People look jealously if you give the aliyah consecutively to two members of the same family, to two brothers or to a father and a son. And this reason is the reason that's actually ruled in halacha by the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah passes like this reason, that it's based on the issue of ayin hara. There is a second reason brought down by the Beis Yosef that is rejected la halacha, and this reason is based on the concept of psulei edus, that when you get an aliyah, you're giving a testimony, and you're being made about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's truth and Torah, and you're not supposed to give the aliyah to two brothers consecutively because they are possible to be made. They can't testify together, and so too a father and a son cannot testify together because they are kroivim, they are relatives, and therefore we don't give them the aliyah consecutively. That is the second opinion brought down by the Beis Yosef, and he says that it's based on the concept that we find in the Torah, Eidos Hashem Ne'amono, that we call the laning of the Torah, the reading of the Torah, the words of the Torah, an Eidos, a testimony, Eidos Hashem Ne'amono, therefore we don't let kroivim, we don't let relatives testify together because they are going to be invalid as a testimony. This is not halacha l'maisa. We pass in like the first reason that it's based on the concept of ayin hara. We don't give the aliyah to a father and a son or to a brother and then to the second brother consecutively. Now, what about a grandfather and a grandson? Are you allowed to give an aliyah to a grandfather and a grandson? Now, we know that there's an obligation to honor your grandfather. There's an obligation to honor your grandfather. However, the obligation to your father supersedes the obligation to your grandfather. So if you have a choice to either honor your father or your grandfather, the obligation to honor your father has precedence. And we learn this from a medrash that Rashi brings down on the Torah. And the Medrash derives that there is a concept, there is an obligation to honor your grandfather. It's just on a lower level than the obligation towards your father. Now, where does this stem from? So this comes from the prayer that Yaakov Avinu offered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, invoking his parents and his grandparents, his father and his grandfather. And in that tefillah, he says, Elokei Avi Avram and Yitzchak. And he calls Avram Avinu, who was his grandfather, Avi, my father, indicating that your grandfather is considered your father, your grandson is considered your son. As the Gemara in Yevamos tells us, Bnei Bonim Harehim Kibonim, your grandson is like your son. Therefore, just like you have a chiyuv to honor your father, you have a chiyuv to honor your grandfather because he's considered your father in some respects. Now, the question is, are you allowed to give an aliyah to the grandfather and to the grandson consecutively, or do we say that, no, it's just like your father, because Bnei Banim Areim Kabanim, your grandfather is like your father. So it's a machlekes ha-paiskim. It's a machlekes ha-paiskim. How do we paskin? Says the Mishnah Berurah, lechatchilo you should be machmer. Lechatchilo you should be machmer, like the stringent opinion. However, in extenuating circumstances, you could be mekel. B'shas ha-tchak, you could be mekel, and you can give the grandson after the grandfather and vice versa, but lechatchilo you should be machmer. What about our original question? The father-in-law and the son-in-law, can you give them an aliyah consecutively? So the truth is that when it comes to, let's say, a choice, you could either honor your grandfather or your father-in-law. Who has precedence? Which obligation is stronger? towards your grandfather or towards your father-in-law. It's machlekes. Many Peskim say towards your grandfather. Towards your grandfather because his chiyuv is derived from the pasuk in the Torah, where Yaakov prays and he calls Avram his father. So you see that the Torah itself considers your grandfather to be your father. The chiyuv to honor your father-in-law, according to the Torah, stems from a pasuk that appears in Nach, Shmuel and Shaul, and David HaMelech. And therefore, it's a lesser obligation, and the chiyuv to your grandfather supersedes the chiyuv towards your father-in-law. But does this issue of giving aliyahs consecutively apply to the father-in-law and the son-in-law? So it's a machlekes ha-paiskim. The Knesset HaGadoyla, brought down by the Ma'ariv in Chaviv, in fact, is Machmir, and he said that you should not give aliyahs consecutively to the father-in-law and to the son-in-law. However, most Paiskim disagree and are makel. Most Paiskim are lenient, and they say that you could, in fact, give an aliyah consecutively to the father-in-law and the son-in-law, because the chiyuv to treat your father-in-law as your father is on a lower level than the chiyuv to both honor your father and your grandfather. Therefore, you don't have to worry about the ayin hara issue when it comes to giving aliyahs consecutively to the father-in-law and the son-in-law. Have yourself a wonderful day.